The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. I thought I would tell you a little bit this morning about our amazing first reading from Acts of the Apostles that tells us the story of Paul and Silas in Philippi, where they are attacked by a mob, beaten with rods, and thrown into prison. But they sing praise to God from their hearts. They're miraculously set free, and they even baptize the jailer. You talk about a good day, right? A little bit of the background of the first reading and how they got there. Okay, so Paul and Silas are in Philippi. Philippi is a tiny little village in northern Greece. And they're walking through Philippi when suddenly a woman walks up behind them who is possessed. She points a finger at Paul and Silas and she cries out loud, "These two are slaves of the Most High God." Again and again and again she says, "Slaves of the Most High God, slaves of the Most High God." And Paul and Silas get tired of her. And so they perform an exorcism just to quiet her down. Well, it turns out that that woman herself was a slave and was owned by two men. And because she was possessed, she was an oracle, she told fortunes, and she was highly profitable to her owners. Well, now that she's been set free and the possession and the exorcism's taken place, she's no longer a slave, she's no longer an oracle, she's no longer telling fortunes, and she's no longer profitable. And that upsets her owners very, very much, who create this story that Paul and Silas are upsetting the social order, and that's what leads to a riot, and that's what gets Paul and Silas thrown into prison. Now, just as a side note, note the dishonesty of the owners of that woman. They don't tell the truth about Paul and Silas. They don't say, "You know, he did a possession, he did an exorcism on our slave girl here, and that's going to cost us money." They don't tell the truth. It's just an interesting side note that whenever power and profit are involved, there's so often dishonesty, as was the case here. But Paul and Silas, they get thrown into prison, beaten with rods, and thrown into this jail cell, and you'd think that was a pretty bad day. Things don't get much worse than that, but they muster up the strength and courage in their heart to sing hymns of praise to God. And in miraculous fashion, the chains fall off their wrists and they're set free. Now, a couple tiny little lessons to take away from that. First of all, God always brings good out of evil. That's a point that I've made many, many times before. God is absolutely sovereign. No evil ever gets the last word. No matter what the evil is, God always brings good out of evil. But really more to the point today on the first reading. You don't really get to see the full power of the Holy Spirit until things first get really, really bad. It's a silver lining for you whenever things get really, really bad. You know, we don't have a God who's able to show his full power except in the face of the full blast of evil. You have to go through a Good Friday and a Holy Saturday if you really want to see an Easter Sunday. Something to keep in mind. You know, if you're ever really going through a very dark valley, that's when God shows his greatest power. But the second lesson from that is it really does depend on your response. Remember that God is a lover. And the Holy Spirit responds to our faith. Now here's Paul and Silas. They're human beings. They're having a really bad day, but they dig down deep. They remember their faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they sing praise to God. And the chains fall smack off their wrists. And what I would like to tell you is, if you can muster up the strength in your darkest hour, not just to endure the cross, not just to drag the cross behind you, if you can manage to praise and thank God for his providence, something like chains fall off your wrists as well. You'll hear stories of the ancient martyrs singing hymns to God before they were killed. One of my favorite stories is the story of Thomas More, who was going off to have his head lopped off on Tower Hill in London, and the executioner was pulling back his axe, and Thomas More's beard was in the chopping block, and he joked with the executioner. He said, "Excuse me, let me just set free my beard. It's committed no crime." Telling jokes before he's... Where do they get that strength? They dig down deep. Jesus says, before he ascends into heaven, many times here's to his apostles, and you can hear this many, many times, "If you really loved me, you'd rejoice that I'm going away, because that's the only way I can send you the Holy Spirit." When Jesus was with them, he was at their side. When the Holy Spirit is sent upon them, he's in their souls. That was the strength of Paul and Silas. And let's respond to the Lord in faith, that might be our strength as well. Amen.